Day 145, Israel's Chariots of Fire, 2 Kings 6, 8-23. Syria and Israel were at war throughout Elijah's life. Syria's king thought there was a spy in his army, but he was told, "There's no spy. It's Elisha, the prophet." The king demanded, "Where is he?" "He's in Dothan." Horses, chariots, and a great army were sent to capture Elisha. At night, they surrounded the city. Elisha's servant rose early. There were horses and chariots all around. "Oh, no," he cried. "Master, what shall we do?" "Don't be afraid," assured the prophet. "There are more with us than there are with them." Then Elisha prayed, "Lord, please help my servant see." He saw the mountains full of horses and chariots of fire all around. When the Syrians came down against him, Elisha prayed, "Please strike these people blind." Elisha led the blinded Assyrian armies into Israel. Israel's king asked, "Elisha, should we kill them?" "We didn't capture them," he answered. "Why would you kill them? Serve them a feast and let them return to their king." The Syrians then stopped their attacks on Israel. Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why did the king of Syria want to capture Elisha? And why did the servant see? And what did the servant see when the Lord opened his eyes? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.